With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Artificial intelligence is making life a little easier on the road for long-haul truckers. We'll explain how the trucking industry is using digital technology to transform its business. First, here are some tech headlines. YouTube said on its official blog that it's taking steps to remove supremacist content. The Alphabet unit said Wednesday that it was prohibiting videos alleging that a group is superior to justify discrimination, segregation, or exclusion based on qualities like age, gender, race, caste, religion, sexual orientation, or veteran status. This would include videos that promote or glorify Nazi ideology. YouTube said it would also remove content denying that well-documented violent events like the Holocaust or the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut took place. The Justice Department has opened a formal review of music licensing rules that have been in place since 1941. It's a process that could shake up how businesses, broadcasters, and digital streaming services secure rights from songwriters and publishers. The department's move to reassess the mechanics of music licensing is part of a broader initiative in which DOJ antitrust officials are revisiting long-ago legal settlements known as consent decrees that remain on the books across a range of industries. Critics of the consent decrees say the rules are outdated for the digital era, disadvantage artists, and limit music publishers from reaching their own licensing deals that could secure better payments for musicians. They say the music streaming companies have benefited disproportionately at the expense of artists. Public pension fund leaders from New York, Illinois, and three other states renewed their call for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to abdicate his role as chairman, citing escalating support among outside investors in the company. Shareholder acrimony is bound to only add to the intensifying pressures Zuckerberg already faces from lawmakers and federal regulators. The Wall Street Journal earlier this week reported that the Federal Trade Commission, which is on the verge of hitting Facebook with a multi-billion-dollar fine for privacy violations, was granted the rights to launch a probe of the social networking giant for monopolistic practices. Still ahead, how AI is helping to make trucking deliveries more efficient. The trucking industry is adopting artificial intelligence to make life on the road a little easier for drivers making deliveries. The Wall Street Journal says trucking, logistics, and supply chain operators are taking the digital tools used to automate repetitive tasks around the office and using them in the cabs of big rig long-haul trucks. Let's find out more about how digital technology is transforming the trucking business from Wall Street Journal reporter Angus Lowton. Angus, you quoted the Boston Consulting Group as saying the road freight industry is being dominated by manual processes and overdue for change. What sort of apps are truck companies using to become more efficient?
Well, what they're adopting are platforms that are used in a lot of other office situations. It's a much broader information technology trend that we've been following, in which offices are trying to use artificial intelligence, machine learning, digital assistants, virtual assistants, to take away some of these, as you say, some of these tedious chores that mostly paperwork that office workers have to do in their daily jobs. And it's just that in this case, the office is the cab of a 18-wheel rig.
Okay, well, tell us about these devices mounted in many truck cabs. What do they do?
Well, sure. They're fueled, first of all, by tons of data that's being fed to them by sensors, by chips that trucking companies have been installing in these vehicles over the last few years. And they've been gathering all this data. This data is then fed into smart algorithms and machine learning processes that can feed it back to the driver and let them know about all kinds of things. So what we're talking about is sensors on fuel gauges, speed, location. That's combined with outside data on weather, traffic, any road work that might be up ahead. And a group that we talked to, Hub Group, which is a giant transportation firm with thousands of trucks, they say they collect 10 million data points out of each truck to feed into these tools. What the tools do is they, for the driver anyway, they give them a heads up on the best routes they could take, where they've been along the way, whether they need to gas up pretty soon, what is the backup at the point of arrival if they're going to be waiting in a big line So it just makes it easier for them to do their job.
And you talk about one hub truck driver who blew a tire, and the process for getting back on the road was considerably streamlined.
Sure, exactly. He was on, this is Volker.
Volker Condren.
He's a 30-year veteran driver, and he blew a tire on a route in Mount Vernon, Texas. And he says it wasn't just a tire. It had blown off a mud flap. It knocked some brackets loose. So he said mechanics can be great all across the country, but they don't always speak the same language, and you're trying to explain what parts you need. He was able to, using these smart apps, he was able to take a photo of the damage that was caused. It relayed automatically to the nearest mechanic all the information he needed for the parts they would need to get repairs done, his location, obviously. And he said that in his experience in the past, that a blowout like that could take 5-6 hours off your delivery schedule, delivery times, and he was able to get on the road within an hour.
And Angus, you write in your article that Boston Consulting Group said incumbent companies are feeling pressure to update their systems from digital shipping and logistics startups, which have garnered more than $3.3 billion in venture capital funding since 2012 and may be attractive acquisitions for companies with truck fleets. So in other words, these online logistics companies could be acquisition targets by each other, by other similar companies?
By competitors, by bigger companies that are getting into the transportation and logistics space. It's a lot like other industries that were sitting around for a while. They were very large and kind of happy to do things the way they were doing them, and startups came in and disrupted that and said, well, look, they're much more tech savvy. They know how these digital tools work. And right now, obviously, as you say, they're garnering a lot of investment. There's startups that are backed by the likes of Google. There's startups that have already been acquired. UPS acquired a startup named Freightex based in the UK. So it really is putting pressure on these older incumbents to get their game on in terms of technology. And Boston Consulting Group also points out that in the U.S., this industry is very fragmented. I mean, some of the biggest players are maybe 3-4% market share. So it's sort of rife for disruption.
All right. How do the drivers feel about this? It seems to me, on the one hand, it would make their job and make their life a little easier. But I understand that a union representing truckers may not be so sanguine.
Certainly. It's a common complaint that we hear in a lot of industries that and from workers, office workers in across all industries, where they've do things the way they do them. They've gotten very comfortable that way. And in comes the IT department and says, well, here, we have this great new tech tool, and it's going to make your life a lot easier. Well, in many cases, it doesn't. It just gives them another layer of technology to figure out, to sort out how to use. And as the trade group points out, how long is that going to last? Some of these startups don't always make it. They go out of business, and all of a sudden, you have to learn a whole new set of other tools. So it can be a big problem. What we found is that one of the best ways to do this, and it's also connected to the trucking industry, the CIO of Hub Group, a woman named Vava Diamond, she said, well, they wanted to identify a real pain point for truckers and that they could automate and make their lives easier. And that would make them more receptive down the line to maybe more complicated, more advanced technologies. What they identified was paperwork. There's an enormous amount of paperwork that truckers have to do along their routes. It's logging their routes, arrival, departure forms to fill out, what have you. If that can be automated and get that off their desk, they're happier than anybody. And she found, at least in their experience, that having done that, they were then more receptive to other technologies.
Wall Street Journal reporter Angus Lowton. Thanks a lot, Angus.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.